And welcome to Monday Sports Roundup on this Monday, the 8th of July on 101.5 FM. Newspaper headlines, the Herald Sun in Melbourne. Big head mentality is poison for Carlton after the Blues players are given a stark lesson of the of getting ahead of themselves after losing to GWS Giants on Saturday. Daily Telegraph in Sydney and the Courier Mail in Brisbane. Easy to guess. Daily Telegraph Sydney, New South Wales State of Origin selections. Courier Mail in Brisbane, Queensland State of Origin selections, and we'll look at those in our Rugby League segment later. And Rugby Union International, well, the Wallabies started life under new coach Joe Smith with a gritty 25-16 win over Wales on Saturday night in Sydney, and with a wonderful try that Tom Wright scored in the 69th minute. For the women, the Wallaroos, well, they defeated Fiji 64-5 in the preliminary game. Desiree Miller, four tries. And next, the Wallabies will take on Wales in the second test next Saturday in Melbourne. The Wallaroos, they'll take on the New Zealand Black Ferns at Ballymore next Sunday. Should be a great afternoon there. Sunshine Coast Rugby Union, the men's A-grade round 11. Maroochydore 41 defeated Caboolture 17, seven tries to three. The Caboolture team, they'll take on Caloundra next Saturday at Caloundra. In the women, Caboolture 3rd defeated Maroochydore 26-19. Maroochydore in second spot. Talisa Falunga, two tries there. In the AFL, all Saturday, last place North Melbourne, 87 defeated the Gold Coast, 83. Big loss there for the Gold Coast. And yesterday, the Lions, they continued their winning way, defeating Adelaide 97-86. Lachie Neal, three goals in the first half. Well done, Lachie. Next weekend, round 18 on Sunday, the Gold Coast will take on Port Adelaide. Big game. And the Lions, in seventh spot now, they'll take on the West Coast Eagles in Perth, just a short trip west. In the local AFL, in the men's division one there, Caloundra 52 defeated Cooperoo 26. Cooperoo were in first place there. Well done to Caloundra. Moreton Bay, well, they put the cleaners through Beenleigh 133-74. Baden Goff, seven goals. Caloundra sixth, Moreton Bay seventh on the ladder. In the women, Moreton Bay 32 defeated Morningside 7. Emily Watson, two goals. By next round, they're in second spot. Motorsport. Supercars, the Townsville 500 over the weekend. 127,000 fans saw Cam Waters and Matt Payne win both races for Ford. Next up, the Sydney Super Night, 19th to the 21st of July. And in the British Grand Prix, rather ironic, Englishman Lewis Hamilton defeated reigning champion Max Verstappen. Aussie Oscar Piastri was fourth and Daniel Ricciardo 13th. In golf, PGA, the John Deere Classic in Illinois, Davis Thompson from the US, he's just minus 28. Best of the Aussies, Jason Day, minus 16, 12 shots behind. And can't wait for the Evian Championship in France to commence this week, all linking to the Olympic Games, of course. We'll come back to tennis because plenty of news in the tennis there with Wimbledon on, and we'll look forward to catching all the latest news there in our next segment here on Monday Sports Roundup. 101.5 FM. And welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. As we said, tennis before the break, and good luck to Aussie Alex de Minaur. He takes on 20-year-old Arthur Fils from France later tonight in the round of 16. And he could play Novak Djokovic in the quarterfinals. So good luck, Alex. Let's see how you go. And good luck to Emerson Jones and Hayden Jones, a brother from the Gold Coast. They're both in action in the juniors. Looking forward to that. And don't forget, Ash Barty will be in action in the invitational doubles with her partner, Casey Delacqua. Looking forward to that. Sam Stosur is also partnering up there as well. Super Netball, Queensland Cup, the Sunshine Coast Lightning 83 defeated the Queensland Firebirds 67. Firebirds, then they're out of the finals race. And the Sunshine Coast Thunderbirds, they're in fourth spot. They finish off the season next weekend. They'll take on second place to Adelaide. Close tussle. Three teams on 40 points. Sunshine Coast Lightning on 24. Top four already decided. Sapphire Series round 13, second last round. The Sunshine Coast Thunder 82 defeated the Wildcats, Brisbane South Wildcats 50 on the weekend. They'll take on the first place Jets next Sunday. Good luck. And well done to all the seven teams from the Caboolture Club at the Junior State Age Championships held at Downey Park last week. As we said, listeners, plenty happening in the game of rugby league and State of Origin selections. For New South Wales, Bradman Best, he's replacing Latrell Mitchell in the centres, and Mitch Barnett, he's come on to the bench. And in the latest news, just fresh off the Queensland press releases, the Queensland team, Dane Gagai's into the centres. Kalen Ponga, after his return yesterday for the Knights, in the squad. Selwyn Cobbo replaces Xavier Coates on the wing. Rhys Walsh still at fullback, but there's no David Fifita. Game 3, decider, 17th of July. More about that next Monday. In the Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League, the men's A grade on Saturday, Kwinana 22 defeated Stanley River 12 at Woodford, and Caboolture, that's right, yesterday, up to fourth spot after they defeated first place Noosa 42-18. Well done, 7 tries to 3. So Josh Totoro, a try and 7 goals, 18 points. He's got 94 for the season. Well done. Next Saturday, round 14, Stanley River will take on Caboolture, the local derby at Woodford. Should be rocking out there. In the women, Caboolture 38 defeated Caloundra 10. And in the men's C grade, Beerwah Kilcoy had an 18-all draw. And Beachmore, Beachmere, fourth win of the season. They defeated Caloundra 20-18. Caloundra are atop of the table. Queensland Cup yesterday, Sunshine Coast Falcons, they lost 12-10 to the Jets. Dolphins, they defeated the Tigers 40-26. In the NRL, of course, two golden point games. Win for the Titans 20-16 over the Sharks. Fifth straight loss for the Broncos, losing 14-6 to the Panthers. They now slipped to 10th on 18 points. The Cowboys, 1 point loss to Manly in Golden Point, 21-20. The Dolphins have the bye. Thursday night, the Dolphins take on the Rabbits at Redcliffe. Should be a packed house there. Saturday, the Titans will take on the Eels. The Broncos take on the Dragons, and the Cowboys have a bye. So plenty to look forward to there, with all of that happening in the NRL as well. Listeners, have a great week. Look forward to your company again next Monday. Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.